Chairperson, South Africa thanks the forum for the opportunity to reply to comments made today. Contrary to false claims made, South Africa has in fact been present for the entire duration of the forum. Given that this is a forum on minority issues, it is important to contextualize the situation in South Africa. Under colonialism and apartheid, the majority of South Africans were oppressed through law by a small white minority. This oppression and discrimination by law was inspired by ideology of white superiority and has as its objectives the economic and social marginalization of black people who were the majority. The democratic government in South Africa is still dealing with the horrendous socio-economic consequences of one of the most pernicious abuses of human rights of the 20th century. The experience of multiple and intersecting forms of oppression under apartheid gave rise to very specific protections under our constitution, which espouses fundamental human rights and values. It guarantees equality before the law, prohibits unfair discrimination, guarantees human dignity and the freedom of security of the person, and spells out a whole host of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights enjoyed by all. The constitutional protections are explicated in policies and laws that ensure that government, political leaders, and other powerful institutions in our societies do indeed promote, protect, respect, and fulfill all human rights for all people in our country without any distinction. They provide for corrective measures to ensure that the substantive equality of all peoples becomes a shared goal in South Africa. The Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act and the Prevention and Combating of Hate Crimes and Hate Speech Bill criminalize hate speech and provide for prosecution of persons who commit such crimes. South Africa also launched the National Action Plan to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. The justiciability of these provisions have been tested in our courts by, among others, organizations such as AfriForum. Chairperson, this forum should be disabused of the notion that seeks to revert back to a South Africa where the minority will strip the majority of their fundamental rights and freedoms. I thank you.